interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, this is a couple saying, I'm sorry, so sorry. The couple mistakenly ruined a $500,000 piece of American artwork when they painted over it. I guess this is all caught on closed circuit video. The couple thought they were allowed to do that, as the piece of work at this the Seoul, this is South Korea, the Seoul World Mall, there was this piece of, Reuters to say, this piece of art that is 95 by 275 inches, and it was painted by a Paris artist named Joan Won, and this the art piece was arranged in front of, it's an abstract piece, and it's on the wall, and in front of it are the cans and the paintbrushes used in its creation. And so it was considered to be part of the piece. These are the paints I use, these are the brushes, and he had them set up in front of this kind of thing that looks like a, you know, a Pollock piece with just kind of splatters all over it. Well, the closed circuit television shows the two people unknowingly thinking, oh, this is like a community art piece where everybody can just... And so they start picking up the brushes and painting on the thing before walking off. Well, you know, the people ended up catching up with them and they said, hey, you know, you just ruined the $500,000 painting back there. And the guy's like, hey, well, I didn't know. I thought it was part of the deal. So they said they're currently in discussions with the artist on whether to restore it or leave it as it is, but they have not, they decided not to press charges against the people because it was not, you know, basically, you know, said, it wasn't outlined not to do that.
You got to put velvet ropes in front of that.
They did put up some wires and some fencing and a do not touch sign after the fact.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, then I'm going to say they're bigger knuckleheads than the people because they should have foreseen the possibility of somebody coming in there and doing that if you don't have ropes up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You just have the paints out.
Oh, everybody, it's a community art piece. Yeah. I'm going to do my part.
Somebody.
Paint your name on there.
The general public coming by, somebody's going to do that.
Okay, subway station in Toronto had to shut down because of a wandering beaver. This was, they had to temporarily close the subway station there because a beaver rolled into the subway station a couple weeks ago on a Thursday morning. The entrance was closed due to, they said, an animal in distress. The beaver was wandering around inside the subway station and didn't know how to get out of there, and they said he didn't seem happy.
Angry beaver.
So eventually they got the beaver out of there, and he's okay. But how did they know he wasn't happy? They said his eyes were wide, and he was slapping his tail. So I guess that's a sign of beaver displeasure.
Yeah. And finally, in Salt Lake City, the Wasatch County, Utah search and rescue crews have been forced to issue warnings to people that your car is not a snowmobile. One driver on Friday learned the lesson the hard way. About 5 o'clock on Friday, the crews from the Wasatch County Search and Rescue responded to a call of a driver stranded in his car on a snowmobile trail over Wolf Creek Pass. Some snowmobilers on the trail discovered the driver sitting inside of his stuck vehicle, and they alerted emergency crews. I mean, you know, imagine you're just ripping through the backcountry in your snowmobile, and there's some bozo sitting there in his car. And they said some snowmobiles, they discovered the guy sitting in the car. It took them 3.5 hours to evacuate the driver and his car out of from off the pass. In the Facebook post, the Wasatch County Search and Rescue offered a couple things. They said, search and rescue cannot tow your car out of the snow. Most roads like this do not have cell coverage for emergencies. Your car will not go over snow like a snowmobile. Your car is not a snowmobile. 3.5 hours later, they got that guy's car out of there.